We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe, on WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, know, gotta go to Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM, Joe and Evan.
All right, 203 on The Fan, and a very good Friday afternoon to you. Benigno and Roberts in the afternoon. Of course, the great John Jastrzemski, JJ, filling in for the final day this week. Evan will be back, of course, on Monday. 877-337-6666 is the phone number. We're here till 6 o'clock. Big Mike Francesa comes your way. It's Friday. That means Tommy Lugauer and, of course, Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. We're live. You know where. You know where. Come on. It's the Town Fair Tire Studio. Nobody, 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 and nobody again. But nobody beats Town Fair Tire. The great John Jastrzemski lost his Ohio State bet last night. Did you bet the Nets last night?
No, I did not. Although that would have been a smart play, I think, for about...
What was the line?
Depends on where you had it. It was 8.5 in some places. I think it closed at 7.5. And as we know, Philadelphia comes from behind and wins that game overtime. The difference between getting a line early in the day, Joe Benigno, and getting it close to the game time, that could have been the difference between winning and losing. And from a Brooklyn standpoint, you get the news right when we signed off the air. That's not the least bit surprising when it comes to Kyrie Irving, shoulder surgery, shut down for the year. And at least you don't have to worry about your partner yelling and screaming about this. You have to wait until Monday for him to deal with this.
But he actually have a better record. I think they were even 500 when he's not in the lineup. And I think they're four games under when he is. Look, I mean, it probably would have been a wise move to shut him down anyway. It's all about next year. We know that with the Nets. This year, they'll make the playoffs. They'll be the seventh or eighth seed, whatever it'll wind up being. And like I said yesterday, it'll, you know, help guys like LeVert and Dinwiddie and Allen and all these guys get more exposure as far as a playoff situation is concerned. And next year, it's all about winning it. And they got to win it all. I mean, at some point, they got to win it all with Kevin Durant. I don't think there's any gray area.
And let's be honest, Joe. The Nets winning it all will come down to the health and the status of Kevin Durant.
Right.
If you're telling
Kyrie
me right
will
now,
be healthy.
Kevin,
let me just say this too, bro. I don't want to jump on you, but let me just say this too. Kyrie will be healthy if Durant's healthy.
And that's fine.
Right?
Well, listen,
you know
that's
going to be the case.
You're not winning a championship with Kyrie Irving as your number one player.
No.
I think that's obvious.
No, there's no question.
I think we saw it with the Boston Celtics.
No, we know that.
We saw it for a handful of games with the Brooklyn Nets. The bottom line is this. You need Kyrie Irving to be that ultimate Robin. He can absolutely play that role.
Yep.
But for Durant coming back off the Achilles, is he going to be able to hit the ground running and be a guy that's in that conversation with Giannis and Kawhi Leonard and LeBron James? Because if he's not, and he's a shell of the player he once was, then this Brooklyn Nets team is not going to do a whole lot of winning. They'll be a mediocre, you know, fringe fourth, fifth seed team with no championship window. You need Durant to be Durant in order to have a chance to win a championship.
Look, I mean, there's no doubt about that. I mean, but that's what it's all about for the Nets. I mean, they're like I said, there's no gray area. If they don't win a title, I know my partner feels this way. It's not worth it. What good was it if they don't go all the way?
Well, because from a buzz standpoint, Joe, you know this. It's always going to be a Knick town. Even when the Nets are really, really good, it's always going to be a Knick town.
Well, I think the Nets, if they won a title, they would probably take some of that away. I mean, I think you'd see some of the Knick fans start jumping a little bit on a bandwagon.
Well, and the idea you know, that is, too, the younger fan, right? The fan that's coming up. You know, Joe, I think back to when I was a kid, the Knicks were in the playoffs year after year after year. When you were growing up, the Knicks were a title contender year after year after year. If you're like 17 or 18 years old and you're in those like formative years, what have you seen from the New York Knickerbockers? To quote you, you've seen nothing but pain.
You've seen a lot of garbage is what you've seen.
Yeah, not even pain.
No.
It's been garbage.
Yeah. It's not even pain. Yeah, when they're so bad and you just know that, you know, it's going to be another disaster year, there's not even pain.
No, it's apathy.
You know, pain was the Charles Smith Memorial. Pain was the bench incident. Pain was losing to the Rockets in the championship round.
The Ewing finger roll against the Indiana Pacers.
Right, exactly.
That's pain.
Which, of course, also turned out to be Pat Riley's last game. Actually, they lost that series in game one, but that's another story. If you remember that, they had that 7-point lead with 18 seconds left.
And then Reggie happened. Yeah.
Reggie happened. He knocked Greg Anthony down. They didn't call it, all of that. They missed free throws. I was actually at that game. That's another game one that they lost at the Garden and didn't win the series.
I love that you brought up that nugget to me now.
Never
happened. You learn something new every day.
Never happened.
Especially when you hang with this guy.
Yep. Never happened. I think 69 it happened against Boston. They lost to Boston in the conference finals in 68-69. They lost game one at home. They wound up losing that series in six. That series, it happened. And then, of course, it happened that series against Indiana as well. What was it, 2014, the one year that they won 54 games.
Sickening. The only time you've seen the Knicks in the second round in the last 2 decades.
Right. It was painful. But, I mean, so it's not even pain because it's so bad. It's like, it's not like you're living and dying with every regular season game. Like, what does it matter?
I totally get that. But from a Nets standpoint, as far as growing the fan base, you know it. Getting deep into the postseason, but winning that championship and seeing that parade down the Canyon of Heroes with Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving, that's what it's about.
Would it be there or would it be on Flatbush Avenue?
Well, that's a good question.
I don't know if they'd have it in Manhattan. I bet you it'd be in Brooklyn.
You don't think they do a little bit of everything?
Nope. Really? I bet you it's in Brooklyn.
I never thought about that, to be honest.
They're all about Brooklyn. They don't even call them. You don't even know they're the Nets. You know they're Brooklyn.
But they're still a New York team.
You know, where Brooklyn at, all of that.
You're telling me New York City's not going to want to monetize the idea of a parade?
I don't know how that would be looked at. I wonder what Dolan would say about that.
I'm sure Dolan wouldn't be thrilled, but hey, guess what? Put a championship-caliber team on the court, then you can have a parade.
Well, we'll see. Well, maybe I'm sure Evans would like to see if that how that problem works out.
And he'd probably be on one of those floats waving to the people.
Yeah, he would deserve to be on a float.
I agree with that.
No question.
Now, you wouldn't want to be on a float.
Only if the even if the Jets won, I wouldn't be on a float. There's no reason.
No, Jets, let
Iron and Fireman Ed be on the float.
I want you on a float.
No, I'm not going on a float.
I'll be annoyed if you're not on a float.
I would be there for the parade, but I don't need to be on a float. I just need to be there. You know what I mean?
You want to live it.
I just want to have that feeling. I don't need to be like, look at me. I just want to be happy. I want to have that feeling of my team winning. That's all.
Well, maybe at one point in your life, you'll actually, see that day.
Yeah, well, they'd probably be willing me there. somebody be wheeling me onto watching.
I think you'll find a way to get there. Wheeling, no wheeling.
You know what? I'm not really concerned that's going to happen.
Well, listen, for the team that actually has the best chance out of anybody to go and get that parade down the Canyon of Heroes.
Oh, it's the Mets.
No. For you.
Oh, for me.
It's the New York Mets.
Yeah.
For me, it's the New York Yankees.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. For me, it's the Mets. For you, it's the Yankees.
And I love waking up, Joe, to the news of battery of tests. I love that language.
Right? I understand.
I feel like me and you should be going through a battery test to see what's going on within our heads.
We go through that every day.
I'm going to say, seriously. But a battery of tests to see what's going on with the forearm of Luis Severino. And
I guess
for Luis Severino, it is pain that he's feeling when he throws a changeup. I mean,
that means no changeups anymore?
I don't know.
The fastball's all right. The breaking ball's okay.
The fastball's fine. The slider's okay. But he throws the changeup. All of a sudden, he's feeling it within the forearm. And know this. The Yankees right now will be going into opening day. No James Paxton.
Yep.
No Luis Severino. And look, Joe, I'm not one of
Judge
these guys. It looks like Judge is actually going to be swinging a bat. So, hallelujah.
Gotta be happy.
Thank heavens. Finally, some positive injury news. But I will say this. I don't get all wrapped up in spring training performance. It means absolutely nothing to me. The games, you know, you see it for the first time or two. It's great. Oh, baseball's back, whatever. 2 weeks later, 3 weeks later, enough. Get me to opening day. But because the Yankees now like going through this period of two starters being out, if there's one guy that I'm actually interested in seeing what he's going to do throughout the spring, David Garcia. Remember, Yankees didn't want to trade him last year for a big pitcher.
Right.
He's supposed to be one of the best pitching prospects in all baseball. This
thought
is
we were
going to
see him
now,
last year. There was talk you might have saw him last year.
Coming out of the bullpen.
Yeah.
So I want to see if he can go and have a kick-ass spring and put himself in a position where all of a sudden we're talking about him at the end of March as a guy that can make the team.
Right. Well, we'll see. We'll see how it plays out. But I understand your concern, especially when you got two pitches down. You know, I get it. I get it. But, again, even with that, they're still going to win the division, and in my mind, win the division easily, no matter what.
I think it'll be trickier than you think.
Trickier.
Yeah, I think they're going to win the division.
Who's the team you're worried about? Tampa Bay?
Tampa Bay.
Because the Red Sox, I think, are,
no,
you know.
I don't buy
they're in,
the
like,
idea.
A rebuilding mode now, the Red Sox.
I don't buy the idea that the Red Sox can win a division.
How about
this
Toronto?
Year.
They should be better.
I think Toronto will be better. I don't think they have the pitching, though.
Right.
Even
right.
though they signed Hyun-Jin Ryu.
Right.
Yeah. In their bullpen, within the rest of the rotation, Toronto, I think, is like a year away from being really, really
and
competitive.
And obviously the Orioles would be lucky
The Orioles,
if they win 50, they had a good year.
But odds are, Joe, Yankees aren't going 17-2 against them like they did last year.
All right, 16-3.
I'll take that.
So remember, Gleyber doesn't hit 20 homers against them this year?
2 years ago, they couldn't beat the Orioles.
Yeah, they did have trouble with them 2 years ago.
I mean, you can make the argument it cost them the division.
Not last year they didn't.
No, they own the Baltimore Orioles. But the team that would, I guess from a Yankee standpoint, scare me the most in the American League East, it's Tampa Bay. Because
Yeah. And they give the Yankees trouble. They always, especially
always.
Down there. Especially
Yankees
in the
Tropicana Field. Yep. It is a house of horrors. It's a nightmare. Tampa Bay does an unbelievable job of just finding guys out of nowhere. They will take a guy that nobody has heard of, and he's going to hit 35 home runs this year. Take it to the bank.
They are the epitome of a small market team, and they are run brilliantly. Let's be honest. The Rays.
Oh, no doubt.
Brilliantly.
I mean, you would take that ownership group and that front office with your baseball
every
team
day.
Any day of the week.
Every day.
Any day of the week.
No doubt.
So Tampa, to me, because of their pitching, because of their lineup, and because of the fact that, historically speaking, they give the Yankees trouble, I'm not saying they're winning the division, Joe. The Yankees, at the end of the day, they'll get their guys back. They're too
deep. Winning the division.
They're too loaded.
Right.
Listen, the odds on the Yankees winning the division, I think it's like minus 350, minus 375.
You can't even play that wager. It's not worth it. The only thing you can make money on is betting the over, which is a heavy number, though. What is it, 105?
No, it's 101.5.
101,
it may have gone up to 103.5.
Okay.
I'm hoping now with the injuries, though, to Paxton and Severino, that maybe the market kind of corrects itself a little bit and you could get that number at 100. I'll sign right on the dotted line. You give me the Yankees at 100 wins, I'd probably take the over, but it's a boatload of games, Joe. That's a lot of games.
100's a lot. I mean, you know, you could still have a very good year, win 98 games, and you didn't win the, you know, you didn't win the number. So, but again, they're winning the division. I don't see any way they don't. And even if there are major injuries, I mean, we saw it last year. They'll, you know, Cashman will work his magic. He'll find these guys that nobody has ever heard of or, you know, were marginal players, and they'll turn out to be big stars for the Yankees.
And, Joe, I can guarantee you this. Yankee fans have this sense of ease now, knowing at the top of their rotation, if heaven forbid he could get through the full season, because, you know, now he's got that Yankee jersey on. It feels like guys are
Garrett
dropping
Cole.
Like flies. But, yeah. Having a guy who's going to give you seven innings consistently, who's going to be a shutdown guy consistently, oh, it's such a sight for sore eyes. I love Tanaka, big game pitcher,
money
pitcher,
but he's not Cole.
Well, let's be honest, Joe, in the regular season, he's got a little El Duque in him.
Yeah, a little bit.
He has
those games when he has those games when he gets absolutely bombed. I mean, we've seen that, too.
Well, I remember
when it's like he's throwing batting practice.
He gave up like 8 runs in 2 innings.
Even the game when they were in London, even when they won the games, he gave up like 11 runs, didn't he?
That was crazy.
Right? It was nuts.
Like, took his ERA and like raised it a full run, give or take.
Right, right.
But Tanaka, when you need him, is going to be there. But to have that guy every fifth day, knowing you're going to get a dominant start, that's why anybody wondering about, well, was it the right move or the wrong move to go pay Garrett Cole? It was absolutely the right move.
It was a no-brainer.
No-brainer.
It was a move the Yankees had to make, and I knew all along they would make. So we'll see. We'll see how it plays out.
2:15, it's the final show, Joe.
It's painful.
Final show.
Bro, I'm going to miss you. Are you kidding me?
No, I'm going to come and hang out every now
and
then.
You're going to hang out?
I wish I was coming
down
to Florida.
You know, the weather, I looked at the weather. It's not supposed to be so great, I got to tell you. I looked at it.
Oh.
It's going to be good enough to play golf next weekend.
That's all that matters.
Right, only high 60s. Yeah.
That's still nice.
Well, it's not 80.
You wanted 80. I know.
You know, I want like 85. But I mean, but I'll take it.
You're on the golf course?
That's
the sun is out?
In Florida.
Life is good.
I'm good to go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.